I'm okay. Leona Norman, and this is Uni News.
You're not Leona Norman, you poser.
I'm Leona Norman. Thanks for joining me on this week's episode of Uni News. You can tune in every Friday.
Yeah, you can.
At your own time.
At your own time.
Today is Friday, December 6th, 2019, and you're listening to Uni News, UNF Spinnaker's podcast about the top news stories of the week, each week, every Friday at 2 p.m. I'm Editor-in-Chief Leona Norman. Today, I'm here with Spinnaker's student government reporter, Emily Echevarria. Emily, tell me about your top story of the week.
Well, one of my political science classes called Real World Policy takes a trip every semester to D.C. to present our research to officials in Washington. So we just got back from that.
Okay, wow. So what's your research about?
The water crisis. So hygiene, sanitation, infrastructure in countries like places in Africa, South America.
And is there a specific committee that you presented this research to? Or
we went to
politicians?
Nine different places. It was like back-to-back meetings. We went to the International Monetary Fund, World Wildlife Fund, CIA, Department of Defense, National Security Council, a small NGO called Global Waters 2020, and USAID.
And what was the response on your research?
So we were going to try to meet with people who were already experts on water policy to try to tell them how maybe there's like different ways we can change it. And we found out that there aren't many experts on water policy. Like with the National Security Council, they couldn't find a person within the Trump administration who focuses on water scarcity, mm-hmm. which is scary. Mm-hmm. So when we were presenting our research to people we thought were the experts, we would ask them questions. They would go, well, you guys are the experts now, which is not something you really want to hear. Mm-hmm. So it was really interesting.
But it's also kind of, I mean, to hear a big wig in D.C. look at you yeah. and be like, hey, you're the expert.
Yeah.
How did that feel for you guys or for just you?
Yeah, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. Like part of me was like, wow, we've done so much hard work. Look at us. We are the experts. And then part of me was like, shouldn't government be a little bit more difficult than this? Like we're just college kids who have been researching this for like a month. They should be a little bit more on top of it. So kind of nice, but kind of scary.
This trip was with Professor Soderbergh?
Yes.
What was it like to go to D.C. with Soderbergh? I know that she's a big thing here at the university.
Yeah, she's incredible. So she used to work on the National Security Council. She was a third-ranking official under Bill Clinton, and she was a U.N. ambassador. So she knows D.C. like the back of her hand. She lived there for so long. So getting to go there with her and talk to like her friends in these meetings was really cool.
Kind of see her in action.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Stick around because when we get back, we're going to talk about men's basketball winning the final home game of the semester.
Monday through Friday, Spinnaker Radio's looking for new DJs. Live DJs every day of the week. Come on down to the second floor of the student union today.
Or email the program director at program@unfspinnaker.com.
We need DJs! And it could be you!
I'm here with Drew McDonald. He's our sports editor. Drew, tell me about your top story of the week.
So, Leona, my reporter for sports, Zach Yearwood, did this awesome recap of myself. Basically, UNF won their final game of the semester against High Point, 93-70. So that's 23 points. I know the math. And it was a fun game to watch. And you know, it was good for us to finish 5-0 at home, undefeated at home. For basketball, and it's actually fun because the promotion was sweater night for students. Spring Christmas sweaters at the game. There were some awesome ones to look at. There was lights on sweaters. There was some office team sweaters. It was a great time for the holiday season to get a nice win over High Point.
All right. I appreciate the holiday spirit at yes. the last home game. So when's the next home game, and what are we looking forward to next semester?
So next semester starts conference play. That's when the games really matter. So like all the records from those games determines who goes to the championship for the conference. We play Florida Gulf Coast. We don't like them. They're in Fort Myers. We play them January 9th for a whiteout game. We actually are going on a road trip. I'm going actually with Sean Watson and Darvin Nelson, pretty cool dudes. We're going to FSU to watch UNF play them. And we're going to cover that game for Spinnaker on the website. So we're going to have that covered for Spinnaker and some of the video. It'd be a good little content for the holiday season.
Cool. Big things ahead. Thank you, Drew.
No problem.
Stick around, because when we get back, we're going to talk about the UNF Sawmill Slough Preserve.
Want to hear more from local musicians and artists around Jacksonville? Join me, Mary Belichis, every Thursday at 1 p.m. on 95.5 WSKR Spinnaker Radio.
I'm here with Brianna Cataldo. She's Spinnaker's features editor. Brianna, what was your department's top story of the week?
So my department's top story of the week was written by Nathan Turoff, our critter columnist, and it was on the Sawmill Slough Preserve. And for those of you who don't know, the Sawmill Slough is the massive nature preserve that comprises almost the entire western portion of the main campus. On the Sawmill Slough Preserve, you can find species such as gophers, deers, snakes, and even Howard the Duck or Mindy the Alligator. The current curator of the preserve, William Smith, sat down for an interview with the Spinnaker. While Smith is relatively new to his position, he is incredibly focused and dedicated to this preserve. He's also incredibly experienced and has served as a director of Parks and Recreation for Clark County for over 20 years. If you're a student here, get out and see what Northeast Florida looks like, said Smith.
Tune in next Friday at 2 p.m. for another episode of Uni News. Special thanks to Emily Echevarria, our student government reporter, Drew McDonald, our sports editor, Brianna Cataldo, our features editor, and our audio engineer, Madison Roberts. For more of the top stories of the week, you can head over to unfspinnaker.com. I'm Liana Norman with Spinnaker News. Have a great weekend, everyone.